Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Now, you don't have to be married to be on Jeff and Jen's marital report card.
True.
And, Fritchie, what would you say is the word that you prefer to use when you characterize your relationship with Scott? You use the word partner.
He is my life partner.
Life partner.
Okay. I don't really like saying boyfriend, but I do.
Any more than I like using girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
Partner. I like partner.
Yes, I agree.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to hit record so we can replay this again later.
Babe, you sound so chipper today.
Oh, yeah. I had a long morning with your daughter. So.
Oh, really?
Your
What's
daughter.
What's going on with P?
She woke up. She was up at like 5:20.
Damn.
And I was trying to get her back to bed, and she wouldn't go. She was like, nope, not having that. So we took her to our bedroom, and we hung out, and then she just fought me all the way through. I took her down to school, and I was like, here you guys go.
Did you let her have a snack in bed? I always let her have a little snack in our bed.
No. She wanted to, and I said, nope.
Look at you being the hard ass.
Look at you. Yeah. Tough
dad. It was.
Because, you know, to hear Fritch describe you and your parenting, you know, you're kind of like the softy because she's daddy's little girl, you know. She's kind of got you wrapped around her finger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am until Jen, like, intervenes. And then, you know, I'm like, here you go, babe. There you go.
When
I'm here with her, it's a little bit different story when I'm alone with her. So.
I see.
He's got to man up in the situation and
that's right.
Really dad her.
Yeah.
I have to use my timeout skills, and I'm not really that great at them.
Yeah. I understand. Now, how long have you and Fritch been together now?
I think 6-7 years.
Yeah. Do you ever sit back and just kind of evaluate the relationship? Do you ever sit back and just kind of go, how is she doing as a partner to me? Here is where she's, you know, pretty good, and here's where she could use a little improvement.
Yeah, actually, the funny thing, you mentioned that, is that we actually talk about that with one another sometimes, and yeah, it's 6 1/2 dozen of the other. I mean, you know, I have my quirks, she has her quirks, and, you know, we just try to work through them, and, you know.
What is the biggest quirk she's got that's the toughest to live with?
The biggest one, you know, that comes to mind right now is, you know, the girl needs her sleep and she needs to eat. If she's without one of those, watch out.
Yes. Watch out.
She gets hangry.
What was the second thing there?
Eat and sleep.
Eat and sleep.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like when she's hungry, she can be a bear. And when she's sleepy, oh.
Feed her and put her down for a nap.
Oh, when you get both of them together. I just go outside. I give up on the whole thing.
Abandon ship.
That's probably the biggest one.
The biggest. So what's life been like? Let's just zone in on the past week. What's life been like with Fritch for the past week? Tell us something good she's done and tell us something that maybe she could use to improve.
Well, it's funny. So half the week I spent away. I was in West Virginia on a off-roading trip with a group of people. And, you know, the cool thing was that, you know, we didn't have any cell phone service or really anything. So I got to talk once, and, you know, I got to talk to her, I believe a day or two in, and she was so excited. And I thought she was going to be all upset with me and this, that, and the other. And because I just didn't, you know, call in. But the funny thing is I was thinking about this in the shower this morning, and I'm like, you know what? The funny thing, right before I left for that trip, and this is kind of a weird thing in our relationship, but we eat a lot of like healthy foods. And the funny thing is I got real bacon on Sunday morning right before I left for the trip.
Sweet.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. Okay.
This ain't bacon.
This ain't the turkey stuff.
Yeah, real bacon. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then she told me that, you know, you guys, you know, do this segment that you guys were going to call me this morning. I'm like, wait a minute.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
She was doing that on purpose? Just to manipulate this?
I don't know. I mean, I bet you we've probably had... Yeah. Ding, ding. I bet you we probably had a handful of times real bacon in this house.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. That's kind of an injustice,
Scott,
really.
Could count on one hand the amount of times they've had real bacon in their relationship.
Maybe that's what I should improve on in life, right?
More
real
bacon.
Yeah, real bacon.
More pork.
Well, and it was funny because yesterday when Tim and I were driving in the car, I was like, I am going to be trying to do whatever it takes to get an A tomorrow in this situation. So this morning I woke up kind of early and I was rubbing Scott's back and he rolls over and goes, are you touching me or is there a bug?
Yeah, that was weird too. I'm like, wait a minute.
What's she doing? Why is she touching me?
Why is she being so nice?
I think you guys need to make this like a permanent segment of the show.
You know what, Scott?
You're enjoying this so far.
Kris texted me this morning, too, after mine aired and said, we should do this every week.
Absolutely.
It really is healthy for a relationship. In fact, I know a couple that will get together every 3 months that they have actually like created a vision statement for their relationship. And they have declared all of their what they value most in a relationship and about each other. And they've come up with all of these goals and of how they want to live. And every 3 months, quarterly, they set aside hours for a meeting to go over to check to see where they are.
Wow.
And how to. Yeah. And they've got the best relationship.
That works.
So
well.
Maybe you should try this. Is there any complaint you would like to make prior to giving her a grade?
Yes. Any grievances you'd like to file, yes. Scott?
Where do I start? I mean, not this week anyway. I mean, catch us. You guys need to do this as a surprise week and, you know, say, look back at the week and I'm sure I'll be like, well, let's start on Monday.
But you can babe, remember I told you to say no boom boom. Because we haven't had any boom boom.
Yeah, that's my only complaint.
There you go. No boom. Now, how often of the boom boom would you want? What frequency would be an A-plus week for you? Two times, three, five?
Yeah, I would probably go for five.
Five?
I'd go five.
One
five.
A day.
Five?
Yeah.
So five gets you an A, four gets you a B, three gets you a C.
I'm getting an F.
Right.
If you're just grading on that.
On just that.
Right.
Well, prior to him leaving on his trip, Penelope was not feeling well. So I was tending to her every single need. And then he left. So to be honest, we have not had any like us time in probably 2.5 weeks,
gotcha.
Maybe even three. I don't even know.
Wow.
Because it's just been challenging.
That's probably the biggest thing is just, you know, a little bit of us time. And, you know, like usually our Friday nights and Saturday nights are pretty cool after we put Penelope down and, you know, we get a hangout. So I'm kind of looking forward to that tonight. Hopefully the trend of this week keeps on through tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. What is tonight and tomorrow night looking
Bacon.
Exactly.
We'll start with real bacon.
And he's forgetting this part. So I will tell you, in full disclosure, yes, I was very nervous about getting a bad grade on this, and I knew we were going to be doing this segment. So I have been plotting to get a really good grade for weeks. And now that I'm revealing this, I feel like I won't get a good grade. But I even went as far to order Scott's birthday gift to have it delivered yesterday.
Saw that on social media.
It was delivered yesterday. So we got, it's called a solo stove, which is like a fire pit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was delivered yesterday. So I'm super excited tonight to just like hang out with him and have a fire.
Yeah. Meanwhile, his birthday's not till next June.
It's not till November.
It's November.
But they were back ordered, babe.
Oh, you people. So taking all of her manipulations out of the factoring of the grade, what grade would you give her?
I think we're running, this week we're probably running at a solid B plus, A minus.
There you go.
It's been a very good week.
B plus, A minus.
It's nice. Because half of it, he was gone. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, gone.
You know, that really helps.
That's pretty good coming from a guy who didn't get any.
That's true.
You really got off lucky.
Yeah.
God, funny.
We'll finish out the week with a little bacon and boom, boom. We'll be all right.
And strong, friend.
Yeah.
You can do it.
All right. Well, I love you, babe. Have a great day at work.
I love you, too. Yeah, it sounds great.
Oh, you're fun, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
We're giving you an A for participation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye.
Right. It's a triple B weekend. Bacon and boom, boom.
On Brown Farm.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
You guys did all right. I mean, a B minus and a B plus, A minus situation. I think you did good.
Yeah. I would have gotten a way worse grade had he been in town, though. You know that.
If he'd have had a little more time with you.
Yes, absolutely.
I thought they were both very kind.
They were.
It's a much better treatment than I ever got.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, it's 6 after 7, sunny and nice today. We'll see a high around 78. Right now it's 55 at Q102, and we are celebrating our 18th anniversary this week. 18 years here working at Q102.
Mm-hmm.
With some classic features that we used to do way back in the day. And today's feature is something that we used to do when Jen and I were married, which we are no longer.
To other people, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we should probably clarify that.
Like when you said that, like we were married to each other, and that's not ever the case.
Although a lot of people think that we were at one point.
Some people still think we are.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we used to call Jeff and Jen's marital report card.
And we would call our spouses, and they would kind of give us, and this was every week we did this,
yep.
And they would kind of tell some stories about living with us in the last week, and then assign a grade to how good of a spouse we were.
And you know, what resulted from that is we used to get feedback from listeners saying that they started doing their own marital report card with their spouses or significant others. So they would, you know, gather together, say on a Friday night or whatever, and they would sort of recap the week and they'd say, so how did I do this week, honey? Well, you know, that day you didn't take out the trash, and then but then that day you helped clean out the garage. So I'm giving you an A minus.
Yeah.
And they would assign them a letter grade at the end of it.
Right.
So we thought, you know, it'd be fun to bring back marital report card. And obviously you and I don't qualify because neither of us are married anymore. But
none of the four of us are, but.
But, you know, this could apply to really any relationship, any monogamous, significant other relationship, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Well, because also Tim and I have never experienced a marital report card. So it's nice that
you've never gotten this kind of feedback before.
No, it's nice that you guys are allowing us to be able to feel this way and connect with our partner through grading.
You mean that seriously?
No.
Or was that some serious sarcasm?
Serious sarcasm.
Yeah, check in.
This could be a real treat.
I still have the old theme song, the old intro theme song. So let's roll that.
Hit it.
We love it.
Not about you.
All right. So to begin today's marital report card, we would like to welcome Chris, Tim's significant other/partner fiance.
Oh,
yeah.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Christopher.
Thank
How
you, Chris.
Are you?
Doing good. A little tired, but nothing a little coffee won't help.
It right. is early in the morning, that's for sure.
I know.
Especially to
I
talk know. About relationship issues, because, you know, that can get a little heavy.
It can.
Yeah.
It can.
Yeah. And I can only imagine what it's like to live with Tim.
You can? What are you imagining?
We would be moving around a lot. There would be a lot of activity. You'd be very busy, probably social and grumpy about it sometimes.
Do you live with us, Jen? You got cameras around here?
The giggle was a giveaway.
So how was your day yesterday with Tim?
Yesterday was a good day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I might be exaggerating a little.
We're all here to be very honest.
We got into a little tiff.
Yeah.
So for those listeners who follow your Facebook page, they probably saw that we recently launched an Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
which we are very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very excited to get a guest in there, like ASAP. Like, let's book some people and let's get this thing moving.
Right.
Uh-huh. And Tim agrees. But we've had a few people reach out wanting some pretty significant discounts for staying in our Airbnb. And Tim is hard line, no, not going to happen. This is a, you know, they're already getting a good deal. No, 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 no. And I'm like, let's just work with them. Let's give them a deal. Let's get them in here. Let's get those reviews. Let's get this thing moving. And we had a pretty, like, he got the silent treatment from me for a little while yesterday. But
I didn't realize that there was an issue, and then I was like, well, he hasn't said bleep to me in 4 hours. So,
is that what usually happens? Tim gets into trouble, and he doesn't even realize what he's done.
You know, yeah. No, not all the time. And I don't usually give him the treatment all the time, but I was working, and it just kind of happened that way. But
so you weren't trying to send him a message by giving him the silent treatment then, no?
Yeah,
maybe a little message.
There
but.
You go.
I think you got it.
I got it.
Total message. Yeah. Wow, see, at my good. House, if I didn't talk to Scott for 4 hours, he would have been like, "Hallelujah,
ugh, reprieve."
There was no communication. Woohoo!
So, what would you say is the most challenging part about living with Tim?
Oh gosh, I think. You know, we're both really busy. I think just staying on top of the different things that we've got going on is one thing. He does this one thing that kind of drives me crazy, and he knows this. But when Tim gets home, he tends to strip down to his underwear and just, like, leaves his clothes in piles around the room. That's right.
And where does this take place? Is it like he walk in the front door and he just starts ripping Grab clothes child. Off in the hallway?
Yeah, it's 2 feet into the front door, and then
that's so funny.
The clothes end up in a pile on the kitchen table or kitchen island, and it's that's where everything kind of collects.
That's awesome.
And does he do this in the wintertime too, when it's cold?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
But then I'll go put sweatpants on or something. It's not like I stay naked.
He eventually makes his way to the bedroom to get his sweatpants.
I just got
to
get into some cozy clothes.
It's like taking your bra off, Jen, when you walk in throwing
sort of
it on the island in the kitchen.
Yeah. Gosh. So is there anything else you want to share about your life with Tim this past week?
This past week? Let's see. We took a few walks around the block with Steve. That's always a nice highlight of the day.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's been great.
Yeah.
There is, as I was kind of reflecting back this week, there was this funny moment where, you know, I was feeling lovey-dovey and we were standing in the kitchen and I give him a hug. And he used that opportunity to kind of like shift me away because he wanted to get something out of the refrigerator. So I didn't necessarily appreciate that.
He told me that moment.
Yeah, he let you know.
Yeah, I don't think I did it. Like, I think it was like a subconscious thing.
Yeah. Well,
like,
if you were thinking about
really
something
that,
in
didn't
the
I?
Yeah. Hmm. If you were focused on the fridge, there's probably not much that can distract you from your goals.
I was like, I'm going to go take a bath. Did you just physically move me? You could get ice cream?
Well, it was ice cream.
He's like, I'm taking a bath.
Yeah.
And then you got the silent treatment again?
No. We laughed about that. No.
So you two watched a baby last night. How did that go? How did it go with your babysitting? Did you find Tim to be very effective in the parental department?
Where'd you get the baby?
They borrowed it.
This is our niece. This is my my sister and brother-in-law's kiddo.
Oh.
They had a wedding rehearsal dinner to go to and asked us to watch him.
Oh, that's nice. And,
yeah, so we did that. I will say Tim's parenting skills are top-notch. He watched his cousins a lot when he was younger, so he's confident when it comes to changing a diaper, taking a bath, all that kind of stuff. And
nice.
I try to avoid the diaper situation as much as possible.
Oh.
Yeah, he was great yesterday.
Okay. Hmm. So there was real redemption after he totally peeved you about the Airbnb. There was some redemption through the parenting department.
Absolutely.
There was the Airbnb. Absolutely. There was the refrigerator move. But then you had this great night with the kids. So I don't know. When you look at the week, the totality of the week, Chris, and you were to assign Tim a letter grade for this week's marital report card, what would you give your fiance?
So I think there's always room for improvement, and I think this is good motivation to make next week even better. So I'm going to give him a solid B minus.
Wow.
B minus.
I was feeling a total B plus until I like this.
And what piece of advice would you say? What does he need to do to get that up to, a B plus or maybe into the A territory?
I think we need to spend more time, just the two of us, go out to dinner, just the two of us, go out and do an activity, just the two of us. And I think the grade will go up even more.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I agree.
Quality one-on-one time, so get with the program.
Maybe you guys could do a day date. I heard that you're going to go to Home of Rama on Sunday. Maybe the two of you could do a little nice brunch beforehand and then go look at houses together.
I think that's great.
Get there you go.
Mimosas and be a fun day.
That'd be good.
Awesome. You're on the clock,
there we
Tim.
Go.
Make it happen, babe.
Well, that's nice. That was a fun marital report card. I enjoyed that.
B-.
I feel like we got a little insight into Tim's life there.
Was it a little similar to the ones that you guys used to do back in the day?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty close.
No, it was not similar at all for Jen.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't a kind and gentle experience for me when I was in the hot seat. I got a lot of D's and F's and even an F minus, I think, on occasion.
I told Scott last night because he was asking me about this segment, and I said, at some point during the call, please just say no boom boom for her. Just enlighten me. And he's like, I'm not saying that.
No,
like,
boom boom.
That used to be in Jen's regular
card,
her report card every week was no boom boom.
Yeah. That was a recurring problem.
Yeah.
For some of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for letting me.
Appreciate your time and your honesty.
Chris, anytime you need to vent, feel free to come on the show.
Absolutely.
You need to talk through something.
Also, can we get that Airbnb for like $40 a night? Would that be cool?
I'll have you ask him.
If we're running a garage sale here, the price is listed.
If we book a minimum of a week, can we get a discount on that?
You actually can. You get a discount.
All right.
Yeah.
I love
Woo-hoo!
It. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great weekend.
All right, talk to you then when I get home.
And for those people that
Talk to you, all right.
For people that
someone's getting a talking to.
Checked out your Airbnb project. It's on our Q102 and Jeff and Jen Facebook pages. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. This episode of Renovation Time with Tim. And if you want to book it or share it with maybe family that's visiting town and needs a spot,
send your discount request to Tim. That's TIM. Tim at WKRQ.com.
But if you want a deal, what's Chris's email?
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.